Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Sister.
Brian.
I am thrilled to be in your holy presence today.
Thank you.
Here in your classroom.
Thank you. And I love the black and white.
Oh, you know, I knew you would. Yes. This was not planned. This is just pure coincidence,
you
imagine.
You obviously got
that.
The memo.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. A real honor to be in your classroom today at Late Night Catechism here at the City Theater.
Yes.
Where you have visited us many times here.
Tonight will be class number 764.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here.
In Pittsburgh,
at City Theater.
You seem to favor Pittsburgh quite a bit.
Well, I was born in Pittsburgh.
Really? Yes. I did not know that.
I was born in Greentree.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on Pittsburgh as a city? I know you travel quite a bit with Late Night Catechism. Does Pittsburgh, in your opinion, need saving? How are we doing?
Well, Pittsburgh, you know, it's a drinking town with a football problem.
I've heard that, yes.
Yes, yes. Pittsburgh has several records for Sister. We have had more ejections in Pittsburgh than any other city combined.
Now, what is an ejection?
When I throw someone out of the class.
Oh, so
a number of years ago, it was a week before the Super Bowl, and Pittsburgh was in the Super Bowl, and that down week,
mm-hmm.
and it was a Sunday matinee, 2:00 in the afternoon, and in less than 5 minutes, 5 people got thrown out.
What does one have to do?
They were all together. They were 2 over here, and 1 over there, and 1 over there. Well, they were screaming. They were in total Steeler gear, decked out, and they were screaming. And I said, calm down. They said, we can't. I said, you're behaving like the coin just went up and I locked the front door on you. And I said, it's 2:00 in the afternoon. How can you be so drunk? I said, when did you start drinking? They said, last night.
Maybe so, you just have that effect on people in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's you.
Well, and one of them was the mom over here, and her 2 or 3 of her teenage children were here. Her mother was here. Her sister was here. And the whole family, and she could not be calmed.
Mm-hmm.
So she got tossed out with the rest of them, and they get about a 10-minute timeout. And then I told my house manager, you can come back in. And she poked her head in, and she said, they kept saying, can my mom come back in? Not yet. So finally I said, okay, you can let the mom back in. Judith poked her little head in and said, she left. She's at Jack's Bar.
At Late Night Catechism, the audience, they really do become your students.
They are. The premise is that we are teaching a catechism class, catechism being the teachings of the Catholic Church, and the audience members are the students. And they get lots of prizes. We have tons of prizes for Easter. And if they get questions right, you get a prize. Like, look at you get. Oh, a little pink peep.
Oh, look at that. Oh, I get this. This is for me. Sister, thank you very much.
And it wouldn't be Easter without peeps.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I am going to be on a sugar high all the way till the end of your run here. This is fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm honored. You know, I have been to the Peeps Factory in, guess where? Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Have you been? I highly recommend it.
I'll put it on my bucket list.
Quite a tour. So you've done a lot of different variations of Late Night Catechism. We've been enjoying it for quite a while.
I took my vows 15 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I have been here in Pittsburgh for 11 years.
And it has never been necessarily the same show twice.
Oh, I have never done the same show twice. Never.
And what we are looking forward to coming up here, actually running now at the City Theater, just extended through March 20th,
correct,
is an Easter edition of Late Night
Easter Catechism, Will My Bunny Go to Heaven?
Will
That's
my bunny go to heaven?
That's the $24,000 question.
So, and that will be answered for us here, for those of us who have ever asked that. You know, I have often looked upon Easter as a bit of an oddity, you know, knowing where it comes from. And I was born and raised Catholic, and I myself did go to catechism. And to look what we have now with, you know, eggs and peeps and things like that, it seems to be so far from what the holiday is really about.
But then all the holidays are like that. Christmas is not about Jesus' birthday, is it, anymore? No.
It's about Santa and presents.
It's about Santa and presents, right. Mm. Even the eve of Black Friday, we used to call it Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Right. What does sister do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I have a big family. I've come up from a big Catholic family. Mm. I was the oldest of six, so we try to get together whenever we can.
And wait, when does Easter fall this year?
Easter is the 27th of March.
Okay, so you'll...
Which is technically early. And you know, Easter is the same day every year. Did you know that?
But the same calendar day or the same...
It is always the first Sunday following the full moon after the spring equinox.
I cannot keep track of that. Who makes up these rules?
Well, it's from the Jewish calendar. That's how they calculate the Feast of Passover.
Ah, Passover.
Right? And their calendar reads year 5776, so they've been at it a while.
Now,
and after all, who was Jewish?
Jesus,
Mary,
right?
And Joseph. Yes.
They all were.
But when Catholicism was invented, they switched.
Hmm. We forget that sometimes.
Yes. Sister has a theory that Jesus was probably the last Jewish carpenter.
Oh.
After Jesus, they just had someone come in and take care of that.
So tie up the loose ends.
The Catholic faith, very, very similar. Both ancient
That's
religions, both steeped in tradition. Mm. The Jews invented guilt. Well,
did they patent that?
Well, no, the Catholics perfected it, though. They are two entirely different types of guilt.
Sister, you have got an answer for everything.
I certainly do. Well, Catholic guilt comes from fear of God. Mm. Jewish guilt comes from fear of their mother. So as Catholics, we say that Jesus died for our sins. The Jewish mother says, I'm dying here, you're killing me.
That's great. You know, I have to know, you know, here at the City Theater, running simultaneous with your show, in the theater just across the way, is a show called Sex with Strangers. Mm. Now, how do you feel about that?
How do you think I feel about that, Brian?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking here in front of a nice martini with you.
Well, I'm not going to say we're going to drink to that, but we will have a toast.
Now, what have you got there in your glass?
The same thing you have.
Oh, well, yeah, holy water, right? We'll say that. Now, I am marveling at your classroom here.
Yes, isn't
you've got
it wonderful?
What are some of your favorite knickknacks that are hanging
some
around?
Some things I always travel with. Mm-hmm. I travel with my WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? Mm-hmm. That little sign there, right?
Yes, very
right.
Good.
I travel with my bell, so anyone who has a name of Mary... gets the bell. I have some new fun toys that I'm very happy with. I have the light up Jesus.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he follows you. His eyes will follow you and anyone else across the room, back and forth. And I have a new gift right next to Jesus is my new Pope Francis doll. We love our new Pope.
Yeah, I have to ask you about that. You know, I think it's good manners at times and in mixed company not to discuss religion or politics. But, you know, as long as we're halfway there, what are your thoughts about our new Pope?
I think he is terrific. I think he's taking names and kicking cassocks.
Yeah. Now, just recently in the news, he had a few strong words for presidential nominee Donald Trump.
Yes,
would you yourself have any words for Mr. Trump?
Well, how can you call yourself a Christian and say we're going to build walls and we're going to throw 11 million people out of their home?
So if he acted up in your classroom, Mr. Trump, what would you do?
I'd 86 him.
Yeah. So what do you expect of your audiences? Or your classroom?
Well,
I should
participation.
Say.
Mm. It's, you know, and you don't have to. I don't pick on anyone. You know, if you just sit there and stare at your shoes and say a Hail Mary, I'm not going to... take you out. Mm. But if you call attention to yourself, if you're talking to your neighbor, you might get separated.
Oh, good to know.
Yes.
I'm glad I knew that beforehand.
You have to raise your hand. You can't just shout out. It's not a free-for-all. Mm, what would we have if everybody just started shouting out because they had their own thoughts?
It's common respect.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we'd have. Public school. So Francis, I love Francis. I think he's terrific. And you really got to give it up for Benedict for knowing when it was time to leave.
Yes, a gentleman always knows when it's time to leave.
Well, he could still feed himself. And he probably just thought, oh my gosh, 7 years, this is so much harder than I thought. I'm out of here. Mm. Bottom line, he was just too pooped to pope. And they took his little red shoes away from him.
I know.
He loved those. He and Dorothy, they love their
There's
red
no
shoes.
Place like home, right?
And Francis could care less. He can't be bothered with those red shoes. He wears a pair of brown orthopedic loafers.
Mm. Yeah,
they call him the Hush Popies.
What have you got on down there? What sister wear?
What
for footwear?
Sister wear? Well, I might just show you.
Ooh,
I don't usually do.
This is very unusual. Oh my goodness!
My sister has Our Lady of Guadalupe socks.
That's incredible,
isn't it?
And I have to say, this is the first time that a nun has ever done that for me. I promise. I think for a lot of people, that was a treat. That right there, I think we need to get this woman another goblet full. That was quite a stretch.
And now, and this is, again, with the Pope Francis stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get to do my most favorite joke of all time. Ready?
I'm okay. Prepared. I'm going to put down my glass.
These two popes walk into a corner bar. That's the joke. We have two popes. And so now when they get together, they relate to each other as New Pope and Pope Classic.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. How long have you been brewing that under your habit there?
A little while.
Yeah, but now's the time to let it fly.
That's right.
So for those who have enjoyed your late night catechisms previously here at, catechisms? Is that technically the plural of catechism?
I don't think it's catechi.
Catechi? Okay, well, let's go with catechisms.
Catechism.
For those who have previously enjoyed your late night catechisms here at the City Theater, what can we expect that may be a little new and different about this Easter edition?
Well, each just think of it as same song, different lyrics.
Hmm.
All right, sister is always sister. The classroom is the same. We'll talk about the liturgical calendar at great length.
Mm.
We'll go all through from the birth of Jesus up to the resurrection.
It's a lot to cover in an evening.
It's a lot to cover, yes. Uh-huh. I have it on the liturgical wheel that whirls up there.
There's a liturgical wheel.
Yes,
I love it.
And lots of prizes. You might get chocolate eggs. You might get an Easter eraser. Check it out.
That's
cute. Aren't those fun?
What do I got to do for a chocolate egg? I'm having a little hanker in here.
What, just reach your little hand in there? Sure you can.
There's no catch to this?
No. Well, you might have to answer a question correctly.
All right. Well, try me. What can I...
Here you go. Since you did grow up with a little bit of catechism, you should get this one. Okay. How about which of these, this is a multiple choice question, which of these is not an angel? A, seraphim. B, cherubim. C, theraflu.
I think it's theraflu.
It is theraflu.
Although when I am ill and down with the flu, theraflu in many ways isn't like an angel.
Right. Okay.
But
well,
technically,
here's
my chocolate.
That was too easy. How about this? In what instance should a Catholic bow their head? A, when Father walks into the room. B, when they hear the name Jesus. C, when they go to a Japanese restaurant.
All of the above? I really appreciate good Japanese food, I gotta tell you. I'm not ruling that out.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to seriously say, okay.
Technically,
I think it'd be A, when the priest enters the room, no?
No, when you hear the name Jesus.
Oh, really?
Jesus trumps the priest, just so you know.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yes, yes. And in this catechism, what's a lot of fun is we have a test, but, we don't just hand out the mimeograph sheets and you get your number two pencil out, and then, after the kids are finished sniffing the purple ink off the mimeograph sheets, remember that?
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
The bond generation is in rehab.
Yeah.
So then they have the test. But we're going to make it a little fun. When you answer a question, you get a prize, just like you did.
Hmm.
And we play games. We play I've Got a Secret. We play
The Price is Right. Be careful playing that here on the South Side. You may hear some things knock your habit off there.
Well, they have to, I get a panel up, and they have to wear masks, and then we hold up a poster.
Oh, it's anonymous. That's very good.
Yes, yeah. A prominent Catholic person, and then they have to ask yes or no questions and try to guess who these three people are. And then we play Let's Make a Deal.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a full evening.
And we play The Price is Right.
I've got to brush up a little bit before I come. I mean, I've got a good picture of what's happening. But, you know, like you said, you don't necessarily have to be an expert. It's fun for everybody.
It's fun for everyone. You don't have to be Catholics. We let all the lesser religions into our country. Right. All those spinoffs.
All are welcome.
That's right.
You ever seen Nonsense?
Yes, I have seen Nonsense. Yes. I'll tell you my Nonsense story. I was out of habit. I was with my family, and they had season tickets to a theater in California, and they asked me to go to Nonsense. And during the show, one of the little nuns came out, and she was going through the audience and giving out prizes and whatnot, and she was standing literally almost as close as we are, and she said, raise your hand if you're Catholic. I raised my hand, and she said, I'm going to give you a prize just because you're Catholic. I said, okay. She said, I bet you never thought that being Catholic would pay off. I said, sister, you have no idea.
They didn't know who they were dealing with.
she said, I have a St. Dimphna medal for you. Do you know who St. Dimphna is? And I said, yes, sister, St. Dimphna is the patron saint of the mentally insane. And she went, yeah, that's right, here.
She probably had a joke lined up. You totally stole her thunder.
I didn't mean to step on her joke. I thought it was Q&A. She asked me a St. Dimphna. Of course I know St. Dimphna. I've got a St. Dimphna statue right up there in the lobby.
I didn't know they made statues of St. Dimphna.
Wow. D-I-M-P-H-N-A. And of course, at intermission, everyone came up to me and said, what? How did you know that? Now, and then afterwards, I didn't realize until I got to the show that a dear friend of mine was a piano player in the show. Oh. She was in her little habit. So I waited for her at the stage door. And she came out and she said, oh, I didn't know you were here tonight. Was that you?
Yeah, they knew.
She said, I'm fairly sorry. She said she was so mad. She came back and said, no one's ever known Dimphna. That's my best joke. I said, please tell her I'm sorry. I just thought it was Q&A.
Well, I think the takeaway from that is it's just simply unfair for you to be out there out of habit. You know, it's deceptive to those about. But we are
most of the nuns don't wear the habit anymore. You can't
right.
spot there. You
You're know, a classic.
They're
you know,
all, yeah, they're disguised as somebody's aunt.
So
they're all wearing the spring fashions from Sears. That's if it's from Sears, they're probably a nun.
So why do you think that is?
Oh, there's oh.
Is it a comfort thing? Is it just you
no,
know?
No, it's a Vatican II thing.
Oh, I see.
Vatican II, which lasted for 4 years, which the nuns were not involved in. They were not even allowed into the sessions until late in the fourth year, and they were not allowed to participate. They were only allowed to watch. Mm. And one of the edicts that came down was that the Vatican told the sisters that they wanted them to be more accessible to the community, to change the habit, so they didn't appear so different from everyone else. And they wanted them to go out and participate. And the changes were very slowly. It didn't happen overnight. They didn't go from this to Bermuda shorts.
Although, yeah.
Well, now they have the volleyball nuns, we call them, right? Yeah, the hems went up little by little. The black went to maybe a brown or a dark blue, and probably the wimple was the first to go. That's the most
wimple, difficult. That's right. That is the term
this
for it.
This is my wimple. This is my gimp. Yes.
Wow.
And the veils got shorter, and you started to see bangs and such.
And you can have very extravagant socks, though, I learned today. Or is that just your rule?
Well, I did wear them just for you.
Oh, I am honored. And sister, we are so looking forward to seeing you here back at City Theater through
March 20th.
For laughs and a good education.
Well, thank you. I promise you'll have a good time.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to tell you some of my favorite Pittsburgh moments.
Oh, please do.
Okay?
Yes, we want to hear about it. Absolutely.
So
we're on your clock.
One of my favorite moments. I had four priests lined up right here, and I came in, and I said, welcome, Father, and I asked them what parish they're from, and then I looked at the rest of the room, and I said, they usually come incognito. And Father said, oh, we did last year. I said, oh, so now you trust me.
Nah.
And he said, oh, sister, he said, your theology is better than most priests. I said, oh, thank you, Father.
Isn't that something?
It was, I know. It was one of the greatest compliments I've ever received. And then up in the back row, there was a woman, maybe 10 minutes after this, and she's got her purse open, and she's looking for something. And I see her, because anytime anybody moves, my eye goes right to them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just sit still if you don't want to draw sister's attention.
Oh, okay. Good.
But I'm in the middle of talking about something, and I figure nobody notices her, but and it's finished. And I keep looking. I said, finally, what are you digging around in that bag for? She did not skip a beat, did not one second. She just looked up and said, stool softener?
You know, that was me, okay? I was. Thank you for trying to disguise it. You said it was a lady, but no, I was having a rough patch that week, all right?
Oh, and I looked at the fathers, and they just went, and I said, do you need it right now? It was this wonderful wave of laughter that went up and then down and then started again, and I finally just said, did you bring enough for everyone?
Oh, classic. See, you have an answer for everything. You are a lady on her toes.
And then there was another woman that was very funny. She was, this was in the Late Night Catechism, the original, and there's a section called Who Got Whacked, because you get the ruler out, and
oh yes,
we used to get whacked when
on the knuckles, yep,
sometimes here, sometimes here, this is amateur, this is pro.
Oh yeah.
It stings,
it hurts more, on the bone, yeah.
And she was had to be probably late 60s, 70 years old, and she said when she was in the first grade she got whacked because she was in the cafeteria and she hid her peas in her milk carton. She didn't like them. I said, well, my goodness, I said, how does someone get caught for something like that? And she said, well, sister just randomly went down the cafeteria and picked every 10th child and shook the milk carton.
And she got
caught. I said, oh, so it was a random pee check. And she said, yes, and it wasn't fair because sister told us if we didn't want anything in the cafeteria, we could say no thank you, sister. And I said no thank you, and sister put a big whap of peas on my plate. I said, you have to let this go.
Everyone's got a story. Yeah.
Everyone's got a story.
So that's what's great about it, too. You never know what's going to happen at a late night catechism because you interact so much with the audience.
And the Q&A is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
When I first started, I was terrified because sister has to know the answer to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's my favorite. Favorite. I could do a half an hour of Q&A.
Well, we are looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All the best. Now, so what is a proper, something to say to a woman of the cloth? Is that...
Probably God bless you.
I can say God bless you to you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, God bless you, sister.
Thank you, and bless you, too.
Thank you. I was hoping to get it back. That was kind of the idea, you know. So thank you. I feel holy.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.